It's as certain as the change back to standard time and an influx of pheasant hunters. The championship weekend of high school football at the Dome. As you listen to this story, Cole Menegan and Sully Buttes are doing battle in the 9B championship game. In the interest of filling in any blanks, and strictly as a public service, we proudly bring you the championships by the numbers. What number starts us off this year, Steve?
1,821.
This reflects the combined enrollment of 11 AAA Sioux Falls Roosevelt and 9A entrant Britton Hecla. The Rough Riders of the Braves have never, to my knowledge, met in any athletic activity, for obvious reasons. But interestingly, the two schools are connected. Maybe this will help. If you're a fan of the Mad Men television series, you're familiar with the character Betty Draper. She's the chain-smoking, uber-depressed wife of the main character, Don Draper. Betty is played by January Jones. She was born in Sioux Falls, moved to Hecla as an infant, and lived there for several years. In fact, her dad was cross-country coach at Hecla for a while. Her family moved back to Sioux Falls, and she graduated from Roosevelt High School. That is the connection between Britton Hecla and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. See what we did there? What's next?
87.
When you add 7, 19, and 61 together, the answer is 87. The sum is not as important in this case. It's just a way to get me into the segment. The three numbers are the license plate numbers assigned to Yankton, Clay, and Turner counties. The community of Irene, home to Irene Wakanda High School, is split between all three of these counties. From a logistical standpoint, that could get to be really fascinating. Let's say Yankton County is under a burn ban, but Turner County isn't. You may not be able to light up the fire pit, but your neighbor across the street could burn the chimney to his heart's content. If the Eagles should beat Gregory in today's 9AA final, we'll let the locals figure out where the bonfire takes place. Got another, Steve?
326.
This one goes out to Harrisburg. It's the percentage of population growth in the community near Sioux Falls between 2000 and 2010. The town was home to 958 souls at the start of the 21st century. In 2010, the federal census pegged Harrisburg at 4,089. The community gained an estimated 1,400 people between that last official headcount and 2015. The Tigers have played in championship games in Classes 11B, 11A, and 11AA. They'll meet Pierre Friday night for the 11AA title.
4.
That's how many more players Bridgewater Emery Ethan can have on the field, 2 on offense, 2 on defense, since the last time the Seahawks appeared at the Dome in 2013. Bridgewater Emery Ethan has seen an enrollment growth, and the former 9-man power now plays the 11-man game. Seahawks head coach Jeff Van Leer has led the transition to the more traditional form of football.
Defensively, we got 2 more players in the same size field, and it just seemed like defense is a little bit easier to coach at 11-man ranks. I mean, I know there's 2 more on the offensive side, too, but you're still covering the same area. But offensively, it's tougher. You need to stay with your blocks a little longer. It takes away that open field from 9-man football, you know, what we're used to with a little speed. You could get to the outside and run the edges a little bit in 11-man football. We need to be able to pound the middle and keep things going up there and then try to get that outside a little bit.
Bridgewater Emery Ethan takes on Sioux Falls Christian Friday afternoon. The winner is the Class 11B champion. Now, time for everyone's favorite segment.
7.
This reflects the number of schools in the playoff field that come from county seats. Sioux Falls Washington, Roosevelt and Christian, Pierre, Madison, Britton Hecla, and Sully Buttes, based in Oneida, all host their county governments. The 11 AAA game has both schools from Sioux Falls. In 9AA, neither Gregory nor Irene Wakanda come from their county seats. Burke is the county seat in Gregory County, while, as you found out earlier, Irene doesn't even have a county to call its own in the first place. So the remaining 5 games have one of the teams from a county seat. Could all 5 win? Could they all lose? Well, sure they could, but statistically speaking, we turn the chances, as we do every year, over to USD statistics professor Will Schweinle. His answer is read by SDPB's Katie Beam.
This is another of those binomial questions. Assuming that there is no advantage for being from or not from a county seat, then the probability that the team from the county seat will be the winner in all five games is 0.03125. This is the same as the probability that the team from the county seat will lose in all five games. So, if the county seat teams win in all five games, or lose in all five, then by scientific rules, we would have to conclude that there is a statistically significant advantage or disadvantage for being from a county seat, because 0.03125 is less than 0.05.
Yeah. And for another year, that wraps up our look at championship football by the numbers. Enjoy the games. For Steve Swemke, Katie Beam, and for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.